So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, chapter number 6, text number
45.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Samam
Karmanam
Mangala
Mangalanam
Kartu Svalokam Tanushe Sva Param Chava Amangalanam Cha Tamisram
Ubanam
Viparyaya
Kena
Tat Eva Kashyachit Tvam Karmananam Mangamangalanam Karatu Svalokam Tanushe Svaparam Va Amangalanam Chatamishramubanam Viparyaya kena tadeva kashyachit Tvam karmanam tan karmanam mangala mangalanam Kartu svalokam tanushe svaparangva So some discrepancy between the book and the board. It's Tanushe. That's a T instead of an M. The second line, which is Svalokam, it's Tanushe instead of Manushe. Yeah. T. Yeah. Tvam karmanam mangala mangalanam. Kartu svalokam tanushe svaparangva Amangalanam chatamishramubanam Viparyayo kena tadeva kashyachit Tvam, your lordship. Karmanam, of the prescribed duties. Mangala,
most auspicious.
Mangalanam, of the auspicious. Kartu, of the performer. Svalokam, respective higher planetary systems. Tanushe, expand. Sva, heavenly planets. Param, transcendental world. Va, or Amangalanam, of the inauspicious.
Cha.
And
Tamisram,
the name of a particular hell.
Ubanam,
ghastly.
Viparyaya.
Viparyaya.
The opposite.
The opposite.
Kena.
Kena.
Why?
Why?
Tat eva.
Tat eva.
Certainly that.
Certainly that.
Kashyachit.
Kashyachit.
For someone.
For someone.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
O most auspicious Lord, you have ordained the heavenly planets, the spiritual Vaikuntha planets, and the impersonal Brahman sphere as the respective destination of the performers of auspicious activities. Similarly, for others who are miscreants, you have destined different kinds of hells, which are horrible and ghastly. Yet sometimes it is found that their destinations are just the opposite. It is very difficult to ascertain the cause of this. You can give the translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is called the Supreme Will. It is by the Supreme Will that everything is happening. It is said, therefore, that not a blade of grass moves without the Supreme Will. Generally, it is prescribed that performers of pious activities are promoted to the higher planetary systems, devotees are promoted to the Vaikunthas, or spiritual worlds, and impersonal speculators are promoted to the impersonal Brahman effulgence. But it sometimes so happens that a miscreant like Ajamyu is immediately promoted to the Vaikuntha Loka simply by chanting the name of Narayan. Although when Ajamyu uttered this vibration, he intended to call his son Narayan, Lord Narayan took it seriously, immediately gave him promotion to Vaikuntha Loka despite his background, which is full of sinful activities. Similarly, King Daksha was always engaged in the pious activities of performing sacrifices. Yet simply because of creating a little misunderstanding with Lord Shiva, he was severely taken to task. This conclusion is, therefore, that the Supreme Will is the ultimate judgment. No one can argue upon this. A pure devotee, therefore, submits in all circumstances to the Supreme Will of the Lord, accepting it as all auspicious. Tate nukampam susamikshamano punjana evatmukatam vapakam. Hridvagvapurvirvidadannamaste jivetayo mukti pade sadhaya bhak. Bhagavatam 10.14.8. The purport of this verse is that when a devotee is in a calamitous condition, he takes it as a benediction of the Supreme Lord and takes responsibility for himself for his past misdeeds. In such a condition, he offers still more devotional service and is not disturbed. One who lives in such a disposition of mind engaged in devotional service is the most eligible candidate for promotion to the spiritual world. In other words, such a devotee's claim for promotion to the spiritual world is assured in all circumstances.
Commentaries.
Om Agyanatimarandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dati Svapadantikam. So, this is the most poignant lesson, the most potent lesson.
Taigi čia yra tokia labai daug galios turinti pamoka.
That everything ultimately depends on the supreme will of the Lord.
Kad galiausiai viskas priklauso nuo aukščiausios viešpaties valios.
In other words, Krishna consciousness is not a mechanical process.
Kitaip sakant, Krishna sąmonė tai nėra mechaninis procesas.
When you take to Krishna consciousness, you are dealing with a person.
Kaip jūs priimat Krishna sąmonės, turite iš tikrųjų reikalą su asmenybe.
Who is that person?
Kas ta asmenybė?
That is God.
Tai Dievas.
You are dealing with Krishna, a person.
Jis prasideda su Dievu, su asmenybe.
Do you think Krishna might be favorably disposed towards you?
Jūs galvojate, kad Krishna gali būti palankiai nusiteikęs jūsų atžvilgiu?
If you were dealing with in some difficult situation.
Jeigu jūs esat kokioj nors sunkioj situacijai.
And the person in charge of the organization that you were dealing with.
Jeigu kažkoks žmogus yra atsakingas už kokią nors organizaciją, su kuriuo jūs turite reikalą.
Happen to be your father.
Ir jis būtų jūsų tėvas.
You think it might make it easier to deal with the situation?
Jūs galvojate, kad jums būtų lengviau su kažkokia situacija susitvarkyti?
So, the ultimate person behind everything that's happening in this world.
Taigi, galutinė asmenybė viso to, kas įvyksta čia materialiame pasaulyje.
Is your father.
Yra jūsų tėvas.
So you think you really have to have any trouble at all?
Jūs iš tikrųjų galvojat, kad jūs turite kažkokių sunkumų?
Is there any reason to be in difficulty if the place in which you are engaged is managed by your father?
Ar yra kokie nors sunkumai, jeigu kažkurioje vietoje kažkokia problema atsitiks ir tenais iš tikrųjų viską tvarko jūsų tėvas?
The father will naturally be favorably disposed towards his own son.
Jūsų tėvas natūraliai bus palankiai nusiteikęs jūsų atžvilgiu.
So all you really have to do is reestablish that loving relationship with your father.
Ir ką jūs iš tikrųjų turi daryti, tai tiesiog atstatyti tos meilės santykius su savo tėvu.
And then everything flows very smoothly and nicely.
Ir tada viskas klostysis labai labai švelniai gerai.
The difficulty we are having right now is this.
Sunkumas, kurį mes turime, yra toks.
We have decided that we don't like our father.
Mes nusprendėme, kad mes nemėgstam savo tėvą.
We are envious of him.
Mes pavydim jam.
We think, let's kick out the father and I will be the supreme.
Mes galvojame, geriau aš išspirsiu tėvą ir aš būsiu aukščiausiasis.
That's why we're having difficulty.
Tai būtent todėl mes turim sunkumų.
People who try to blame their problems on God.
Žmonės bando keikti Dievą dėl savo problemų.
Are foolish.
Jie yra kvaili.
You cannot blame your problems on Krishna.
Jūs negalite peikti Krishna dėl savo problemų.
You are the cause of your own problems.
Nes jūs iš tikrųjų esate savo problemų priežastis.
And you can easily solve your own problems also.
Ir jūs taip pat tas problemas galite lengvai išspręsti.
All you have to do is reestablish your loving relationship with your father.
Viską, ką jūs turite padaryti, tai atkurti savo meilės ryšius su savo tėvu.
Do you think he will be willing to help you do that?
Ar jūs galvojate, kad jis jums padės tai padaryti?
Of course he will.
Žinoma, jis padės.
He has been waiting for millions of lifetimes for you to come back to him.
Jis laukė jau milijonus metų jūsų, kad jūs sugrįžtumėt, kada sugrįžtumėt.
You may feel that you have so many problems in this material world, how could they ever become solved?
Jūs galvojate, jūs turite tiek daug problemų materialiam pasaulyje, kada jūs bus išspręstos?
But the fact is, all you have to do is reestablish your loving relationship with the Supreme.
Bet faktas yra tas, kad jūs paprasčiausiai turite atkurti savo santykius su aukščiausiu Dievu.
Because everything that's happening in this world is happening under his direction.
Todėl, kad kas be atsitiktų šiame materialiame pasaulyje, atsitinka tik tais jo nurodymo dėka.
As Srila Prabhupada has told us right here.
Srila Prabhupada mums tai čia kalba.
Not a blade of grass moves without the supreme will.
Net žolelė nepajuda be viešpatės žinios.
So everything is happening by the supreme will.
Taigi viskas atsitinka aukščiausiosios valios dėka.
So when something bad happens, what do we do?
Atsitinka kažkas tai blogo, tai ką mes darome?
Do we want to say it is God's fault?
Mes norim pasakyti, o tai Dievas kaltas.
Because not a blade of grass moves without his will?
Nes be jo žinios nei žolelė nes negali sujudėti.
You see how you can use the philosophy in the wrong way?
Matot, kaip mes galim filosofiją panaudoti tokiu blogu būdu.
One has to be very careful. It is sometimes said a little bit of knowledge is worse than complete ignorance.
Kartais sakoma, kad nedidelės žinios yra blogiau už neišmanimą visišką.
One has to be very careful to get a proper understanding of Krishna consciousness philosophy.
Žmogus turi būti atidus, rūpestingas ir turėti tinkamas filosofijos supratimą apie Krishna sąmonę.
A halfway knowledge of Krishna consciousness philosophy can be very dangerous.
Kitaip traktuojama Krishna sąmonės filosofija gali būti pavojinga.
Because you can take this idea here that not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme.
Nes jūs galite paimti šitą teiginį, kad niekas neatsitinka.
You can say then that Krishna then is a rascal because he's doing this to me, he's doing that to me, he's doing so many things to me.
Ir tada mes galim sakyti, o Krishna yra niekšas, nes jis man šitai padarė, šitaip daro ir taip daro.
So we have to be very, very careful to properly understand the philosophy.
Taigi mes turime būti labai atidus, kad teisingai suprastume filosofiją.
Prabhupada has quoted this wonderful verse, Bhagavatam 10:14:8.
Šitą Prabhupada pacitavo čia Šrimad Bhagavatam posmą 10:14:8.
This is one of the most important verses in our entire Vedic wisdom.
Šitas posmas yra vienas iš svarbiausių visoje vedinėje literatūroje.
Everybody should be very familiar with this verse.
Ir kiekvienas iš jūsų turite labai gerai susipažinti su šituo posmu.
Srila Prabhupada discusses it in the Srimad, in the Nectar of Devotion also.
Šitą posmą taip pat Srila Prabhupada aptarinėja atsidavimo nektare.
It's translated like this.
Yra ten išversta taip.
My dear Lord,
mano brangus viešpatė,
any person who is constantly awaiting your mercy,
bet kuris žmogus, kuris pastoviai laukia tavo malonės,
to be bestowed upon him,
kad tu palaimintum jį,
and who goes on suffering the resultant actions of his past misdeeds,
ir jisai kenčia praeities darbų blogas reakcijas,
offering you respectful obeisances from within the core of his heart,
ir lenkiasi tau su nuoširdumu iš pat širdies,
is certainly an eligible candidate for liberation.
Jis yra tikras kandidatas, kad būtų išvaduotas.
For indeed, it has become his rightful claim.
Ir iš tikrųjų, tai yra jo teisėtas, tai yra jo teisė.
Would you like to guarantee that you're going to go back to Godhead? Absolutely guarantee that in this lifetime you'll go back to Godhead?
Ar jūs norėtumėte turėti garantiją, kad jūs šiame gyvenime absoliučiai būtumėte tikras, kad grįšite pas Dievą?
100% guarantee?
100% garantija.
Confirmed seats? On the airplane back to Godhead?
Jau užsakytos vietos lėktuve, kuris skrenda pas Dievą.
Reserved seat in the back to home.
Back to
then understand and apply this verse.
Tada supraskite ir pritaikite šitą posmą.
You have to be constantly offering your obeisances to Krishna within your heart.
Jūs turite pastoviai lenktis Krishnai savo širdyje.
At every minute you're offering your obeisances to the Lord.
Kiekvieną minutę jūs siūlote savo nusilenkimus Krishnai.
And when difficulties come,
ir kada ateina sunkumai,
you don't say, oh Krishna, why are you doing this to me?
Jūs nesakykite, kad, o Krishna, kodėl tu taip elgies su manim?
You say, thank you, Krishna, for giving me this reaction to my past sin.
Jūs sakykite, o, ačiū Krišna, kad tu man duodi šitą atoveiksmį už praeities nuodėmę.
To purify me of my demoniac tendencies.
Kad tu, dėl to, kad tu mane apvalai nuo demoniškų tendencijų.
In this way, always offer Krishna your obeisances and always expect his mercy. And your perfection will be guaranteed. It's not easy to do this in all the time. Because sometimes very heavy things happen to us. But that's when you really can make the most advancement.
Bet būtent šitaip jūs galite pasiekti aukštą pažangą.
As Prabhupada points out, the devotee takes a calamity as a benediction.
Ir Prabhupada čia sako, kad negandas visokias atsidavęs priima kaip palaiminimą.
In other words, if you find yourself in a difficult situation,
taigi, jeigu pas jūs yra kokia nors sunki situacija,
instead of lamenting that difficult situation,
jūs liūdite dėl jos,
just see how Krishna has blessed you by that difficult situation.
Jūs pasistengite pamatyti, kaip Krishna jūs palaimino su šia sunkia situacija.
Thank Krishna for putting you in a difficult situation to purify you.
Padėkokite Krishna, kad Krishna būtent pastatė jūs į tokią situaciją, kad apvalytų jūs.
And constantly offer your obeisances to him.
Ir pastoviai lenkitės jam.
In such a state of mind, you could never be unhappy.
Ir tokioj proto būsenoj jūs niekada nebūsite nelaimingas.
Because even unhappiness
ir netgi nelaimė
will make you more happy. Even unhappiness will make you more happy.
Ir tada netgi nelaimė jūs padarys dar laimingesniu.
This is an absolute perfect system how never to be unhappy.
Tai yra absoliuti tobula sistema, kaip niekada nebūti nelaimingu.
If you become enlivened by misery,
jeigu jūs esate, reiškia, nušviestas dėl kažkokios nelaimės dėka.
I have one disciple who is now deceased.
Aš turiu vieną mokinį, kuris dabar serga.
As soon as he got initiated, he found out that he had cancer.
Kai tik jis buvo inicijuotas, jisai sužinojo, kad jis serga vėžiu.
And he died of that cancer, actually.
Ir iš tikrųjų jisai mirė nuo to vėžio.
When I called him up to ask him how he was doing, he was very, very happy.
Ir kai aš jam paskambinau paklausti, kaip jam sekasi, jisai pasakė, kad jis labai laimingas.
He said, my whole life I was strong and healthy.
Jisai pasakė, kad visą savo gyvenimą aš buvau sveikas ir stiprus.
And as soon as I got initiated, I came down with cancer.
Ir kaip tik tais gavau iniciaciją, pas mane atsirado vėžys.
He said, this was Krishna's kindness. He was purifying me from all of my sins.
Tai buvo Krishna's malonė, jis iš karto mane apvalė nuo visų mano nuodėmių.
He simply saw it as part of his purification.
Jis tai matė kaip dalį savo apsivalymo.
So in this way, we have to see how Krishna is blessing us at every minute.
Taigi, tokiu būdu mes turime pamatyti, kaip Krishna kiekvieną akimirką laimina.
We must always feel grateful to the Lord.
Mes visada turime jausti dėkingumą viešpačiui.
And in this mood, we will actually be living in deathlessness at this present moment.
Ir tokiu būdu mes jau dabar gyvensime kaip nemirtingi.
Even death will not disturb us.
Mirtis netgi nesujaudins, nesutrikdys mūsų.
We will simply see it as another blessing.
Mes tai matysime kaip dar vieną sekantį palaiminimą.
So kindly remember this verse.
Taigi, pasistengite nuo širdžiai atsiminti šitą posmą.
Bhagavatam 10.14.8.
Šimat Bhagavatam 10. Giesmė 14. Skyrius 8. tekstas.
And make it the theme of your existence.
Ir padarykite tai jūsų egzistencijos.
This will be your liberation.
Tai bus jūsų išsivadavimas.
So we can ask now if there's any questions.
Gal yra kokių klausimų?
Yes.
Что важнее, выполнять все обязанности и иметь
Можете повторить?
Кришна говорит, лучше всего делать обязанности плохо, чем чужие, хорошо? И что важнее, выполнять свои обязанности, которые дали нам Кришне, согласно Гунакарме, или видеть в том, не выполнять свои обязанности, но видеть в окружающем мире руку Кришны, что он это все сделал.
Krishna says that it is better to perform our own duty than to take up some other duties. And what is more important, to perform our duty or to not perform and think that this is happening because of Krishna's will?
Да, потому что и то, и другое послано Кришной, и обязанности в ситуации.
Because duties and also the situation particular which you and also sent by Krishna. Both are sent by Krishna.
The duty. Well, you execute your duties to the best of your ability. The situation may prevent you sometimes.
Savo pareigas jūs turite vykdyti iki galo, kiek jūsų galimybės leidžia, o situacijos įvairios gali iškilti.
One has to, duty is the principle, you have to act according to duty.
Pareigos tai yra principas, jūs turite veikti pagal pareigas.
Duty must never be abandoned.
Pareigos niekada negalima atmesti.
Even if you can't execute it because of some difficulty, you have to find the ways and means to break through that difficulty and successfully execute your duty.
Net jeigu iškyla kažkokios tai kažkokie tai sunkumai ir kliūtis, jūs vis tiek turite vykdyti savo pareigą ir surasti būdus, kaip ją pašalinti arba kaip vis tiek vykdyti pareigą.
Can never allow difficulty to stop you from executing your duty.
Niekioms kliūtims jūs neturite leisti, kad sustabdytų jūs nuo pareigos vykdymo.
Whether you're successful or not in executing your duty is not the real point. The success or failure is not the real issue.
Ir sėkmė ar nesėkmė tai nėra dar esmė viso šio.
A difficulty may prevent you from successfully executing your duty.
Ir sunkumai galbūt neleis jums labai gerai vykdyti savo pareigas.
You simply must endeavor like anything to successfully execute your duty.
Jūs turite tiesiog labai stengtis, kad jums būtų, kad sektųsi vykdyti tą pareigą.
For those of you who are holding your knees right now in front of the deities, this is against the Nectar Devotion says don't sit in front of the deities holding your knees. So, as long as we are making our utmost endeavor to successfully execute our duty,
ir kol mes vykdome pačias didžiausias pastangas, atliekame, kad vykdytume pareigą,
that is our success.
Tai ir yra mūsų sėkmė.
Does that answer your question?
Tai, kada vy vykdėjote samą baršyje usilyje, štoby savršat vaša beznastė, to eto jest уже success.
Question?
This verse, Tate Mukam Pamam Susuchamano, it says that one should feel that this is one's past karma. But then we hear that at the initiation, this spiritual initiation, the past karma is removed.
Yeah.
So how to understand that?
Yeah.
Nes čia šitam posme sakoma, kad šitam, reiškia, šimat baktam, kur situoja Prabhupada, kad atsidavęs turi galvoti, kad už nuodėmės atėjo, reiškia, praeitos nuodėmės atėjo reakcija, bet iniciacijos metu Yra sakoma, kad reiškia, visos nuodėmės yra sunaikinamas guru. Kaip suprasti šitą?
When you pull the plug on the fan.
Taigi, jūs galite išjungti vėdintuvą.
The blades will still rotate for some time.
Bet, reiškia, vėdintuvo propeleriai vis tiek suksis dar.
From the momentum of the previous motion of the fan.
Iš inercijos dėl to, kad jis anksčiau sukosi.
So, when you take initiation,
taigi, kaip jūs kada jūs priimate iniciaciją,
you're no longer putting any more sinful activities into the fan.
Jūs daugiau
you no longer
neprijungiat prie nuodėmingų darbų.
You're pulling the plug on sinful activities.
Jūs ištraukiat nuodėmingos veiklos reiškia laidą.
So the fan blade will slow down now naturally and come to a stop.
Ir tas vėdintuvas po truputį jisai lėtės.
But depending how sinful you were before your initiation,
tai priklausome nuo to, kiek jūs buvot nuodėmingas prieš iniciaciją,
there will still be some motion of the fan as it gradually comes to a stop.
Tai nuo to priklausys, iš kokios inercijos tas vėdintuvas dar suksis.
So this means whatever difficulties one experiences after initiation,
ir tai reiškia, kad kokios sunkumus jis nepatirtų po iniciacijos,
are a minimization of what one actually deserves.
Tai yra minimali porcija to, ką iš tikrųjų yra nusipelnęs tas inicijuotas.
And those sinful reactions will, in due course of time, come to a complete stop.
Ir galiausiai visos tos reakcijos išseks ir jų nebeliks.
But for some time one will feel the reactions of previous sins.
Bet kurį laiką dar tų praeities nuodėmingų reakcijų pasekmes galima jausti.
And one has to see them as the mercy of Krishna.
Ir jos taip pat reikia matyti kaip viešpatės malonę.
To bring one even quicker to the point of complete perfection.
Kaip įrankį, kuris leidžia mums dar greičiau pasiekti tobulumą.
As we mentioned last night, initiation doesn't mean that now you've achieved perfection.
Kaip mes minėjome vakar, iniciacija tai dar nereiškia tobulumą.
It means that now you've formally begun the process of perfection.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs dabar formaliai pradėjote tobulumo procesą.
However, if one accepts the initiation vows,
ir kada kažkas priima iniciacijos įžadus,
and strictly follows them from then on,
ir tada nuo tokio laiko jis pradeda jais griežtai sekti,
he is as good as perfect.
Jis tampa tarytum tokiu geru, kaip ir būtų pasiekęs tobulumą.
His perfection is guaranteed.
Nes jo tobulumas yra garantuotas.
It has become his rightful claim.
Tai tampa jo teisė.
Next question.
About before initiation, we're also trying something to do or trying to get blessings and everything, and how it happens before initiation.
Well, one experience I have is that people ask for blessings.
Ką aš esu patyręs, tai kad žmonės prašo palaiminimų.
They say, Guru Maharaj, give me your blessings.
Guru, prašau duokite man palaiminimą savo.
They think without them doing anything, they can just get some blessings.
Jie galvoja, kad nieko nedarydami gali gauti palaiminimą.
And automatically advance in Krishna consciousness.
Automatiškai pažengti Krishna sąmonėje.
But no, actually, if you want blessing, then you must take an instruction.
Ir tada aš sakau, ne, jeigu jūs norite palaiminimą, tada jūs turite priimti pamokymus.
Chant 16 rounds every day without fail.
Kartok 16 ratų kasdien nenutrūkdamas.
And then if you actually follow this instruction, then the blessings will come by obeying the instruction.
Ir tada, jeigu jūs priimate tą nurodymą, tai ateis palaiminimai, jeigu jūs vykdote.
It's not that I can go on serving my senses and expect to get blessings.
Tai taip neįmanoma, kad aš tiesiu savo jausmų tenkinimą, prašau palaiminimą ir gaunu jį.
The blessing available to one who is not yet initiated.
Palaiminimą taip pat gali gauti ir tie, kas dar nėra inicijuoti.
If they follow the instructions.
Jeigu jie seka nurodymais.
Is that they can come to the point of getting initiated.
Kad jeigu jie ateina prie to taško, kada jau jie gauna pasiruošę, reiškia, inicijacijai.
That is the blessing for someone who's not yet initiated. Let them be blessed to come to the point of initiation.
Tai yra, toks yra palaiminimas neinicijuotam. Tegul jisai pasistengia, kad jis jau būtų, galėtų priimti iniciaciją.
If you study carefully the process of bhakti,
jeigu jūs rūpestingai pastudijuosite bhakti procesą,
there are various stages of achieving perfection.
Yra įvairios stadijos siekiant tobulumo.
Shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartanaviti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhav and prem. One who is not initiated can only go as high as sadhu sangha.
Yra šios devynios atidimo reiškia pakopos. Ir tas, kuris neinicijuotas, jisai gali pakilti iki sadhu sangos lygio tik tai.
They cannot achieve the stage of bhajana kriya.
Jis negali pakilti bhajana kriyas lygio.
They cannot attain the stage of anartha nivritti.
Jis negali pasiekti anartha nivritti lygio.
They cannot attain nishta.
Jis negali nishtos pasiekti.
They cannot attain ruchi.
Ruchi.
They cannot attain asakti.
Asakti.
They cannot attain bhav. Nor can they attain prem. They can only go up to the second stage of sadhu
sangha,
associating with devotees. The third stage is initiation, bhajana kriya. If you want to become fixed in Krishna consciousness, which is called nishta,
jeigu jūs norite įsitvirtinti Krishna sąmonėje, pasiekti nishtos lygį.
You can never become fixed unless you're initiated.
Not possible. Niekada netapsite pastoviais įsitvirtinusiais, jeigu jūs nebūsite inicijuoti.
If someone thinks they're fixed, but they're not initiated, they're deluding themselves.
Kažkas galvoja, kad jis yra pastovus įsitvirtinęs, bet neinicijuotas, iš tikrųjų jisai kvailina save.
Next question. Well, she started
she
talking.
Wants, yeah, the same question huh? To continue. She wants
more further elaboration. Yeah. Okay.
I have one word of guru, and I'm not yet fulfilled it. Should I do all my power and efforts to fulfill it first?
Is she initiated?
No,
she's not. Okay, so her question is?
She has one instruction of Guru, and she did not fulfill it yet.
So whatever, then well, you must fulfill. Why not? Why are you not fulfilling?
Taip, jūs privalote įvykdyti tą nurodymą.
What is that instruction? What is the instruction?
Koks yra nurodymas? To change the job.
I see.
Change the, yeah.
Why? She's working in a bad job?
Jūs dirbat blogam darbe, tokiam. Yeah, it's kind of bad job and
meet
guru instructed me to change it.
Yeah, well, you have to keep working. You must endeavor to the best of your capability to carry out that order.
Кришна летает на Гаруде, а Гаруда описывается, что он ест змей, то есть он не следует вегетарианству. А каково объяснение, почему Господь Кришна летает на Гаруде, который не вегетарианец?
Did you understand the question? Garuda is a devotee of Vishnu. He is a carrier of Vishnu.
Yes.
But he is non-vegetarian devotee. He does not follow that regulation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Vegetarianism.
Right.
And how to describe this? How we can?
He doesn't have a human body.
No, у него нету человеческого тела.
He's a bird. A bird can eat snakes. He is authorized to eat snakes. He's not. If you want to eat snakes, you can become a bird.
Paukštis gali valgyti gyvates. Jeigu jūs norite valgyti gyvates, nenorite būti vegetaras.
For a bird, there is no sin. You can eat worms also.
Jūs galite valgyti kaip paukštis kirminus.
Because he is in the body of bird, therefore he can do.
Jis yra paukščio kūne, todėl jis gali tai daryti. Then is the second part of the question, then why Lord Vishnu chose Garuda as a carrier, because there are many who could be a vegetarian.
Because there's no more qualified carrier than Garuda.
Todėl, kad nėra geresnio nešiko, nešiotojo kaip Garuda.
He's able to fly, that's one thing.
Jis gali skraidyti.
He has wings.
Tai yra vienas dalykas, turi du sparnus.
Being a bird helps him to be a good carrier, because he can fly.
Būdamas paukščiu, jam tai, reiškia, padeda būti geru tokiu pervežiotoju.
If you wanted to be the carrier of Vishnu, then how will you fly? On Aeroflot?
Jeigu jūs norite būti Vishnu vežiotoju, tai kaip jūs skraidysite su Aeroflotu? Shiva is transporting himself on the bull, Nandi.
Yes.
Yeah. So Vishnu also could take up somebody like that.
Yes, well, actually, Krishna says, Yaya tamam prapadyante tang stataiva bhajam yaham. So, according to Garuda's surrender, he is being rewarded. That's all. Very simple thing. He has qualified himself by dint of his surrender. Any other questions? Yes.
O čia kaip motas vienietos dėmes vartus, tai Niška, tai čia kitas antrinsiasi ar pirma?
When you mentioned one of those nine stages, Nishta, this stage is could be for the first or for the second initiation.
That's up to you.
They because are not us.
It's up to you. How fixed you become in your practice? Nishta means you've already got surpassed the stage of anartha nirvritti. All the dirt is cleaned out of your heart.
Nishta reiškia, kad tu jau praėjai bhajana kriyas lygmenį, tu jau palei savo širdį labai.
Harinam initiation is sufficient to go all the way to prema.
Harinamos iniciacijas pakanka, kad pakilti iki premos lygmens.
Actually.
Iš tikrųjų.
Ваше свидетельство, если человек из-за многочисленных факторов не может определить, что лучше, какой принцип должен, каким принципом должен руководствоваться, чтобы хотя бы не сделать уже ошибки?
Your Holiness, if a person cannot cannot decide what is better, is there any principle how to take a decision?
Ask your spiritual master.
Спрашивай своего духовного учителя.
Это касается практически жизненных вещей. Духовный учитель сказал, что он не хочет.
But if it's it's only for some daily usual, even material routine.
Ask a senior devotee.
Тогда спроси у старшего преданного.
If you don't have enough common sense to understand, then talk to someone. Find somebody who has common sense and ask them.
Если у вас нет трезвого понимания, что нужно делать, то вы должны найти кого-то, кто имеет это трезвое понимание, и спросить у него.
Ну, ему нужно предоставить все факты достаточно четко, нужно время для этого разобраться.
The, does it mean that we have to present it in a very clear state and all details and everything?
Well, if you're completely bewildered, you may have to.
Но если вы действительно растерялись там, то да, вы должны все в деталях.
If you're not sure whether you should, you know, should not go to the right or to the left, then you should ask someone, tell them exactly what your bewilderment is and ask them.
Если вы не знаете, куда идти, налево или направо, то вы должны как бы понять всю ситуацию, почему это так, объяснить ее и тогда спросить, что делать.
Next question.
Second discussion.
Okay, well, oh, all right.
Ваше беседу к читанию хорошо много говорит о косвенной проповеди. Он говорит, что это очень-очень полезно. Косвенная проповедь — это понятно людям, и они постепенно становятся преданными. И таким образом наше общество вырастет очень хорошо. Как вот, ну, то есть, Прабхупада, ну, как я слышал Бхактивышана Махарадж, он говорил, что когда один его ученик вернулся из России и сказал, там невозможно проповедовать, за все ловят в тюрьме. И тогда Прабхупада сказал, ну тогда объясняем, что такое хорошо, что такое плохо, даже вегетарианство не объясняет, просто простые вещи. Сейчас это очень популярно в Испании.
Кто вернулся?
Бхакти Бушина Махарадж говорит про одного ученика Прабхупады, он не говорил.
OGBC Bhakti Chaitanya Swami mentions about the indirect preaching that it's also very good that people may be attracted not directly preaching, but they will be attracted gradually. Direct preaching, and in this way our movement can grow. And also when Bhakti Bhushana Maharaj came back from Russia the time of Prabhupada, he told that it is impossible to preach. They persecuting us and many other problems. Then Prabhupada told that it is better to say them what is good and what is bad, just simple things. In this way you can try to preach. And it is quite popular in ISKCON nowadays. And can you tell something on this topic?
Of what?
Of indirect preaching.
Well, indirect preaching can mean one thing to one person. The term indirect preaching can mean one thing to one person and another thing to another person.
Netiesioginis pamokslavimas gali reikšti tai, kad vienam žmogui jūs kalbate apie tai, kitam apie kitą dalyką.
The best understanding on this issue is a statement that I one time heard from His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, my godbrother.
Tokį pasakymą aš galėčiau pacituoti iš savo dvasinio brolio, iš kurio aš girdėjau Sridhara Swami.
Indirect preaching is coming in like a needle.
Netiesioginis pamokslavimas tai reiškia, kad jūs tarytum adata įeinat.
Direct preaching is coming in like a plow.
Ir tiesioginis pamokslavimas tai tarytum jūs kaip plūgas.
So the best answer for this question was given by His Holiness Śrīla Mahārāja.
Taigi toks buvo atsakymas geriausias, aš manau, Šrīdhara Svāmī.
He said it's okay to come in like a needle.
Jisai sako, gerai, jūs ateikite kaip adata.
As long as you come out like a plow.
Jeigu jūs tik sugebėsite išeiti kaip plūgas.
If you go in like a needle and you come out like a needle.
Jeigu jūs įeinate kaip adata ir kaip išeinat kaip adata.
You didn't accomplish anything. You didn't accomplish anything.
Jūs nieko iš tikrųjų neįvykdėt, nepadarėt.
Встречал как бы такой момент еще у Прабхупады в Дамагрите, кажется, что он практики, которые ритуалы совершают, святое имя не так акцентируют или вообще не понимают его ценности, они очень вызывают восторг публики. То есть огненные жертвоприношения, яги.
Some lepers, Prabhupada mentions that Brahmanas, sometimes those who actually do not recognize the value of the holy name, they do big pujas and they influence very much the public.
Я вот, допустим, тоже вижу, что иногда вот эта косвенная проповедь, человек может не понять там ценности вот Прабхупада, который дал вещей, но он видит, что если он там ягью провел, то сразу толпа людей так привлечена, и это большое впечатление, они как бы вот будут преданы не же только, как бы, это их так впечатлит, что они поймут, что это так важно, все Хари Кришна, все остальное. Это правда или...
Is it, and that in direct preaching sometimes people do also kind of yagya or something, and some special arrangement which attracts
Many people
are coming and they get and they get so much впечатление.
Enthusiasm.
Influence, kind of mind. Attraction.
They become attracted.
Yeah, they become attracted. And
well, according to scripture,
does it really works out? Working like whether they become devotees or not, it's that enough? That just
you have to judge by the result. According to scripture, these yagyas are forbidden in the Kali Yuga.
по писаниям, что эти яги как бы
запрещены в Кали-югу. Because there are no qualified brahmins that chant the mantras.
Поскольку нету квалифицированного брахмана повторять эти мантры.
So by doing these yagyas, we are violating our own scriptures.
Если совершая эти яги, мы как бы сами ведем.
So how much we can make pure devotees if we ourselves are violating our own scriptures?
Так сколько же мы можем сделать преданных, если мы сами не следуем Писаниям?
That would be my question.
Это был бы мой вопрос такой.
It's stated that the only every yogi except Sankirtan yoga is forbidden in the Kali Yuga.
И говорится, что кроме Санкиртана яги другие яги запрещены.
That's stated right there in Prabhupada's books. If we're violating Prabhupada's instructions.
Это написано в книге Шрилы Прабхупады. Если вы не следуете наставлениям Шрилы Прабхупады,
that means we are becoming contaminated.
Это означает, что мы загрязняемся сами.
We are impure.
Мы нечистые.
So how can the impure make pure?
И тогда как нечистый может делать кого-то чистым?
That would be my question.
Такой был бы мой вопрос.
Просто вот видно иногда, что вот косвенная проповедь, она так отвлекает из самих преданных, что, например, вот надо совместную харинаму провести, нет, у человека нет времени, он не может как бы... Или вот, например, у вас тут ягья была инициация, и я вижу там вторая ягья такая показная, но люди почему-то не сюда пришли, а там какую-то показную ягью, допустим, они с вдохновением проводили, хотя ясно, что, мне кажется, здесь нужно... собраться и проводить эту ягью. То есть вот практические случаи.
Does that mean that we should instead of doing some show yagya or just indirect preaching, should we come together for Harinam and go for Harinam to the screen?
We should make the authorized yagya, the Sankirtan yagya, so attractive.
Мы должны делать авторитетную ягью, то есть санкиртана ягью. Это же так привлекательно.
That everyone will come.
И тогда каждый придет.
We should make it very colorful with all kinds of, you know, devotees should be wonderfully dressed with their dhotis and tilak and saris, just beautifully dressed, very, everyone with nicely ironed.
Мы можем все так сделать приукрашенно. Все могут одеться в дхоти, сари, и все так может выглядеть там очень хорошо.
Nice musical instruments, very nice madanga, sweet singing, and opulent, wonderful pashadam, and beautiful banners.
Пение, очень красивые, скажем, плакаты, надписи, просад хороший.
Just make it so attractive, the Sankirtan Yagya is so attractive that everyone will go, wow.
И это делает Санкиртану привлекательной, и кто-то может сказать, о.
That's the secret.
Вот это как бы секрет.
This Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful.
Эта Hare Krishna mantra, она такая сильная.
That if you chant it with absolute complete purity.
Если вы будете повторять ее с абсолютной чистотой,
you will inspire the whole world to join this movement.
Вы вдохновите весь мир присоединиться к этому движению.
So just try to purely perform the Sankirtan Yagya.
Поэтому постарайтесь чисто совершать Sankirtan Yagya.
And you will see how the whole world will take up Krishna consciousness.
И вы увидите, как весь мир примет сознание Кришны.
We don't need to merge with the new age.
Нам не нужно слиться с new age.
Put the Bhagavad Gita on the shelf and teach classes on the I Ching.
On the I Ching.
I Ching.
Oh yeah.
The Chinese fortune book.
I Ching, и вам не нужно положить Bhagavad Gita на полку и учить там всех про I Ching. Это китайская система.
You simply present Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Просто представляйте Бхагавад Гиту такой.
You can attract the whole world.
И вдохновите весь мир.
Just like I wanted to preach on the internet.
Как, например, я хотел проповедовать по интернету.
So I do not do anything indirect. It's all purely direct.
И я там ничего не делаю. Не прямо, я все там прямо проповедую.
You can go to my website www.backtohome.com.
Это адрес интернета, и там это говорится обратно к Богу.
And you will see there's nothing at all indirect about it. It's purely direct.
И вы там увидите все, можете посмотреть, там все есть прямо, там ничего нет косвенного.
I'm sitting there with a big smile on my face.
Я там сижу с большой улыбкой на лице.
Tilak.
Тилак.
Shaved head. Dhoti.
И dhoti.
And I'm asking people with a big headline, are you tired of suffering?
И там я спрашиваю, не устали ли вы страдать?
Unlimited bliss is your constitutional birthright.
Беспредельное счастье это ваше право от рождения.
I met an amazing spiritual master.
Я встретил удивительного духовного учителя.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
Его божественная милость Бхактиведанта Свами Прабхупада.
And he gave me the formula of how to achieve unlimited happiness.
И он дал мне формулу, как достичь
безграничное счастье.
And he told me that I must share it with the whole world.
И он мне сказал, что этим ты должен поделиться со всем миром.
So now I am giving it to you.
И теперь я даю это вам.
And all you have to do is sign up for my free e-course.
И что все, что вы должны делать, вы просто должны заказать бесплатные курсы по интернету.
I have thousands of people who are taking my course in over 100 countries on this planet.
И у меня есть более тысячи людей, кто берут эти курсы в более чем 100 стран в мире.
I'm taking karmis and turning them into initiated disciples by this e-course.
Я связываю с карми, то есть учу карми и делаю их сразу, то есть через этот курс инициированными учениками.
My philosophy is if your direct preaching is not getting the results.
И мой ответ есть, если ваша не косвенная проповедь не дает результат,
then you're not being direct enough.
Это значит, что вы не достаточно прямы.
If your direct preaching is not getting the results,
если ваша прямая проповедь не дает результата, это значит, вы недостаточно прямы.
Then you must try being even more direct.
И если вы проповедуете прямо и нет результата, то значит вы и должны стать еще прямее.
And if that is not getting the result,
если это не дает результат,
now try to become even more direct.
Тогда еще прямее.
And if that doesn't get the result, then try to become even more direct.
Тогда еще прямее, если не дает результат.
If you will follow this advice,
если вы будете следовать вот этому совету,
I guarantee you that your preaching will be very, very potent and you will get results beyond your wildest dreams.
И я тогда гарантирую, что ваша проповедь принесет такие результаты, что это превзойдет все ваши dreams.
Next question.
Следующий вопрос. Матаджи говорит, что маленькая прямая проповедь это лучше, чем большая непрямая или косвенная.
That you'll have to judge by the result.
Матаджи говорит, ну это вы тоже должны судить о результате, об этом, по результату.
Maybe little direct preaching maybe would be helpful for the person, more helpful for the person than the giving lot of indirect preaching.
И Матаджи так говорит, что маленькая прямая проповедь человеку может дать больше, чем очень много как бы информации, не косвенной информации.
If they take it.
Если они примут.
It has to be done in such a way. It has to be done with so much love that they will take it, and then it's true. Yes.
Да, это правда, если это делается очень большой любовью. Они это примут. Если вы делаете с любовью, они примут это.
For example, I would say, like, you know, if you directly tell somebody Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead,
right,
would be much beneficial for that person than to go tell them something, do yoga, and then know that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
И, ну, теперь как бы вопрос такой, может быть, это лучше вот сказать прямо человеку, что Кришна верховная личность Бога, или сказать ему, что ты занимаешься йогой, делай йога, и потом что-то сказать, что он Бог.
Actually, Prabhupada gave an instruction how to sell the Bhagavatam.
Шрила Прабхупада дал наставление, как продавать Бхагаватам.
And this is a very direct technique.
И это очень прямая техника.
You simply hand the Bhagavatam, you say, this Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun.
Просто подойдите и скажите, вот эта Бхагавата Пурана, она такая светящаяся, как солнце.
And it has arisen after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna.
И
And it has arisen after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna.
Она проявилась, то есть стала сразу после того, когда ушел Кришна.
To his own abode.
В свою обитель.
Accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc.
Он сопровождаемый религией, знанием и отречением и так далее.
Those persons who have lost their vision.
И те личности, которые потеряли видение.
Due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali.
Из-за того, что в Кали-югу очень густая тьма.
Shall get light from this Purana.
Они могут получить свет из этой Пураны.
That's how Prabhupada said to sell the book. That's a Bhagavatam verse from the first canto. He told the devotee, you simply hand the Bhagavatam and you recite the verse. What could be more direct?
Текст из Шримад-Бхагаватам. То есть возьмите Шримад-Бхагаватам, прочитайте из него текст и прямо. Это будет ничего прямее уже не может быть.
Our devotees have been influenced by the bad propaganda against our movement.
Наши преданные были, на них было повлияло какая-то плохая пропаганда против нашего движения.
They're thinking, well, we have to we can't directly say we're Hare Krishna's because, you know, everyone knows Hare Krishna is bad.
И тогда они думали, что, ну, мы не можем сказать прямо, что мы Hare Krishna, потому что все думают, что Hare Krishna это плохие.
So that means we are also thinking that Hare Krishna is bad.
И тогда мы тоже думаем, что Hare Krishna это плохое что-то.
But that's ridiculous. Hare Krishna movement can never be bad.
Hare Krishna движение никогда не может быть плохим.
Because it is the incarnation of Krishna.
Поскольку это воплощение Кришны.
What is bad are persons who impersonate being who pretend to be devotees who are not actually devotees.
Что является плохим это то, когда преданные притворяются, что они преданные.
Srila Prabhupada calls them Kali Chela.
То есть люди, которые притворяются преданными, их Прабхупада называет Kali Chela.
Disciples of Kali.
Ученики Кали.
They may appear to be devotees of our movement.
Они как бы выглядят как будто члены нашего движения.
But actually they are not.
Но на самом деле они не являются таковыми.
They are just like, what is that, KGB.
Что это такое, например, KGB, KGB?
Infiltrators.
Это инфильтраторы.
Our movement, this Hare Krishna movement is absolutely pure.
Это Hare Krishna движение, это движение, оно абсолютно чистое.
It is absolutely perfect.
И абсолютно совершенное.
It is absolutely wonderful.
И абсолютно прекрасное.
And it will lead this entire world out of chaos.
И весь этот мир, это движение выведет из хаоса.
Don't think otherwise.
И не думайте по-другому.
Whatever bad thing may be out there about our movement is simply because of people who weren't really devotees who came in to try to take advantage of this movement for their personal sense gratification.
И если что-то такое плохое случилось, вы не должны ничего такого думать. Это просто какие-то люди пришли со своими собственными желаниями, чтобы их выполнить и как-то поиспользовать движение.
Krishna consciousness, I don't know what the word is in Lithuanian, but in English we say cool, like really hip, you know?
Вы должны знать, что Hare Krishna движение это шустро.
There's nothing more cool than being a Hare Krishna.
Ничего шустрее нет, чем быть Hare Krishna.
And what is my proof?
Это и какое мое доказательство?
The supreme enjoyer himself.
То есть
the original playboy.
А самый первичный плейбой это он самый наслаждающийся.
He decided to also be a Hare Krishna.
Он тоже решил стать Hare Krishna.
Bhakta, he became a member of the Bhakta program. Bhakta avatar.
Bhakta avatar. Он задумал стать тоже Бхактой.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Это Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There's nothing more cool than being a Hare Krishna. If you want to be cool, you got to be Hare Krishna. If you're not Hare Krishna, you're not cool. So what in America they say, be cool, man. So all we're really saying to the people on this planet is this. Be cool. Be Hare Krishna. It's really cool. So, are there any other questions? Yeah.
Can you comment on those two offenses against holy name? One is, which is to maintain material attachments, which is tent, and one which is inattentive chanting.
Yeah.
Can you comment on those two offenses?
Yeah, well, it doesn't. To comment on them, yeah, I can say they're very important. So I just commented on them.
Они очень такие обычные. Я говорю только попросту, то я сейчас буду говорить.
Do you have any particular questions about them?
А есть ли у тебя какие-то конкретные вопросы, которые ты считаешь важными?
Я его переношу, это конкретно как подарить, как демисингума, если не нас, как карту оместить, это демисингума, если не нас, против вас, как приличным против.
Particular question is how to avoid, how to escape the inattentiveness while chanting.
Yes.
Somehow already our mind is
yes.
Getting out somewhere.
That answer is given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 6. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astaram. Tatastato nayam yaitad atman yeva vashangaye. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must simply withdraw it. And bring it back under the control of the self. So you have to understand your mind is a naughty child. So you must become like the mother. You must train your naughty little child how to behave. Every time that little child runs away and does some nonsense, you must tie him with rope around the belly. You have to take the Damodar of your mind and tie him with rope and bring him back. Make him like a Damodar, tie him with rope. Tie your mind up with a rope of transcendental knowledge. So it can't run away anymore. For example, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, and you start thinking about sex, then you have to say, my dear mind, what are you doing? Don't you realize that sex is death? So in this way you have to apply transcendental knowledge any time your mind gets distracted. If your mind starts thinking about eating, starts thinking about eating, say, my dear mind, do not think about overindulging the tongue.
Ir tada jis pasakykit, protė, mano protė, negalvok apie liežuvio malonumus.
You will get all the prasadam you need to stay healthy and strong. Just be patient.
Paprasčiausiai būk kantrus, tu gausi tiek prasado, kiek tau reikia, kad būtum patenkintas ir stiprus.
So in this way, whatever the, doesn't matter what the mind is distracted by.
Ir nesvarbu, dėl kokios priežasties jūsų protas nerimauja.
You must educate your mind with transcendental knowledge.
Jūs turite mokyti savo protą su transcendentinėm žiniom.
In this way, it will finally learn is to sit down and do its business of being absorbed in the name and not to go running here and there during japa period.
Jisai išmoks sėdėti ir kartuoti džiapos periodo metu ir nebėgioti kažkur tai.
Does that answer your question? Is there some further question?
Koks tas aspektas šventų vardų turim mes, prie kurio turim pririšti, ta prasme, kaip jį, ar jis, į ką mes turim koncentruoti, kaip atuojam, nes paradakės turi būti užmertos.
What kind of aspect should we fix our mind in the holy name?
Yes.
And
Prabhupada told us, you clearly chant and hear every syllable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You clearly hear, you clearly chant and hear each and every syllable.
Šiva Prabhupada yra pasakęs, kad jūs turite labai aiškiai ištarti, sakyti ir klausytis švento vardo, kiekvieną jo skiemenį.
In the mood of a child crying out for its mother.
Tokia nuotaika, kaip vaikas verkdamas kreipiasi į mamą.
Yes, Maharaj. No, don't chant so slow. I was just illustrating.
Ar reikia, ar Bartas turi kartuoti taip lietai, kaip jūs čia padarėte, ar greičiau? Nereikia kartuoti lietai.
You should be able to complete all of your rounds within 2 hours.
Jūs turėtumėte užbaigti visus savo ratus per 2 valandas.
That's 7.5 minutes per round.
Kažkur tai apie 7.5 minutės vienam ratui.
Papa told us that once you're experienced in chanting, that Prabhupada has told us that once one is experienced in chanting Hare Krishna.
Shiva Prabhupada yra pasakęs, kad tas yra patyręs kartojime.
That he can complete a round within 5 to 6 minutes.
Kuris gali pabaigti ratą netgi per 5 ar 6 minutes.
That means that one could chant 16 rounds in an hour and 20 minutes.
Tai reiškia, kad toks žmogus gali sukartuoti 16 ratų per valandą 20 minučių.
Once they're experienced in chanting for some time.
Tai yra patyręs kartuojimą.
So we're not supposed to go very slow.
Ir
Hare Krishna.
Nereikia kartuoti labai lietai.
Then you want it would take you all day to finish your rounds.
Tada reikės visos dienos.
Some people say, but Gurudev, I can chant better, I can focus better, it's more devotional if I do it slow.
Bet kai kas sako, moktėjau, aš jeigu lietai kartuosiu, tai pas mane bus daugiau atsidavimo, daugiau susitelksiu.
They say, if I go fast, how could it be devotional?
Ir jeigu aš taip tik greitai kartuosiu, tai kaip čia bus, kaip tas atsidavimo.
But I give this example.
Bet aš duosiu tokį pavyzdį.
If you're driving a car at 5 kilometers per hour,
jeigu jūs važiuojate su mašina tik 5 km per valandą,
then you can just take, you know, you can be looking here, looking there.
Jūs darysitės ir čia, ir čia.
But if you're going 200 kilometers per hour,
bet jeigu jūs važiuojate tokiu greičiu kaip 200
km/h, you will be, your attention will be glued to be.
Jūsų dėmesys bus tiesiog surakintas.
You will be intensely focusing on that road.
Labai intensyviai būsite susikoncentravę į vairavimą ir kelią.
So actually fast chanting forces one to become more intense in their concentration.
Taigi, greitas kartojimas netgi verčia jus susitelkti labiau į šventą vardą.
Any others? Anything else? And I think our time is running. It's almost 10 o'clock. So. You have something? No? Okay. Yes. This is the last one. All right.
Я слышал из лекции Бхактивинода Госвами, где он общался с Акинчан Кришной, с Бабаджи, и он ему наставление дал, как повторять святое имя.
I heard from Bhaktivinoda Govinda Swami Maharaj. He was associating with Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji, and he gave instructions to him.
Вот, и он сказал, что вот как вы повторяете там вот за 7 минут, ну где-то вот так, это так не надо повторять. А вот как вы сейчас, ну как бы продемонстрировали вот первый раз,
так,
да? Вот именно так.
Так или медленно?
Ну не как последний раз там, а вот как в самом начале.
And he told that actually you should chant like 6 or 7 minutes so fast, but nearly as you showed the first time. He said that something like that you have to chant. The Kinchana Das Babaji gave such instructions to Bhakti.
He said to chant fast or slow?
Slow.
Slow? Like
slow? Very, very slow.
No, yes, you as you showed in first time, as you.
He said you should chant slow.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's not our founder Acharya.
Да, но он не является нашим Acharya, то есть нашим основателем.
We are Prabhupada Nugas.
We являемся Прабхупада Нугами.
We are not coming in the line of Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji. We are in the line of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada.
We are not in that line, we are in the line of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
So we follow that line. He's at least one should finish one's rounds within 2 hours.
And Prabhupada said that you need to finish the rounds.
Because we are not Babaji's, you see. Babaji, he has nothing to do but 24 hours chanting. Babaji, he's not engaged in preaching work. We are not Babaji's. We are preachers. So, for Babaji, that's one thing, but we are not Babaji movement. We are meant for flooding this planet with Krishna Bhakti. Therefore, devotees should train themselves to finish 16 rounds within 2 hours. And then preach Krishna consciousness. Distribute books. Go on Harinam Sankirtan. Have big festivals, invite everyone. Make devotees. Travel and preach. That is our mission. Yeah. One last question.
While I'm chanting, I'm hearing and it appears that I'm chanting properly and the whole names is there. But after I hear the record of my chanting, then I found that some of the words is missing.
Yeah. So keep practicing to make it perfect.
Попрощався, туди практикувати, ер не доправляйся тут уже. He feels that he maybe in the mind that he is like pronouncing that, but in the on the record there is missing one word.
Yeah, so that means you have to become more expert. That's all.
Jie tai reiškia vis tiek, tai reiškia, kad tu turi tapti labiau patyręs, labiau nu, ištarti.
O tada kitas klausimas, aš žinau, nebus šiai žaidimas visų baktų, nes kai klausai, pavyzdžiui, toli gražu negirdi visos mantras gražytos, po daugelį baktų.
Daugelį
baktų. Atsiprašau visų baktų.
he says that very often that when we try to hear others, very often I found that many devotees, they miss some words.
Yes, Prabhupada said yes, they are chanting Nishnish Ram Ram, Nishnish Ram Ram. Prabhupada yeah. noticed that also.
Taip, Prabhupada sakydavo, kad irgi pastebėdavo, kad atsidavo taip kartuoja praleisdami kažkokią.
So, you should become an Iskan Namacharya.
Taigi, tu turi tapti Iskono Namacharya.
Become perfect in your chanting, that will inspire everyone else.
Turi tapti tobulą savo kartuojimą ir įkvėpti kitus.
Okay, we'll stop here. Gantarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.